Yo, yo, what is going on, you guys? It is your girl here, Simply T, Doubly Poetry, daughter of the late, great Jane Zane of the living and giving Lisa L, and welcome to another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo, a show created to spark interest and conversation on societal norms, and in most cases, challenges relevance and agenda. The idea of shifting the paradigm is considered rebellious or brash, but in the spoken word open mic communities in which I dwell, this disruption is not only common, but required. Hi, I'm Simply T Poetry, a combat veteran stumbling back into civilian life with a probationary opinion and a handcuffed tongue, excited to freely speak about whatever the hell I want. This is a Paradigm Shift Convo.
Yo, yo, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo. Today on the show, I am so delighted to have this woman. She is a motivational speaker, youth and mentor advisor. This woman has made her mark in the music industry as an engineer, producer, vocalist, and a two-time platinum songwriter. You guys, I cannot express enough the energy I have to welcome Miss Alicia Majesty Brooks to my show. I'm super excited you're here. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Paradigm Shift Convo. How are you?
Oh, wow. That was a nice intro.
Thank you. You're worth it.
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. I'm super excited to talk to you because not just of the things that you've accomplished throughout your time in the industry, but more so about the new things you have coming. I really, really want to get into the new album, and it's so much to talk about as far as your history goes. I just want to jump right into everything that is the Roman numeral 3. So I don't even want to waste time about it. So I want you to just tell me, because I know, and I'm going to give a little background from my understanding. Like, you've just been in the background of the industry, doing a lot of songwriting and just behind the scenes. And I know in the industry, that's where a lot of people like to stay. You know, they don't dare move forward. They appreciate being behind the scenes and just kind of being the driving force to those right. things. And even though it's not always the confetti when you do it, there is a level of appreciation and I think just success that you have in that process. But something told Majesty, you know what? I'm gonna step outside. I'm going to be the front runner, and I want to know exactly what drove that inspiration for you.
Nice. Well, what drove me to come from behind in the shadows, I think it's the calling on my life. I was trying to be, you know, when I first got into the game, I wanted to be successful. I wanted to make some money. I didn't do it for money, but I realized my talent could bring me some success. And the people that I work with were like, hey, you know, your pen game is strong. Even though secretly I always wanted to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us behind-the-scenes folks started off as rappers.
Right.
When we were, you know, in our single digits. And I think that's kind of where I started. So getting into the game and realizing how the industry worked, how it was a lot more about business than it was about the music, things like that kind of deterred me from continuing with focusing on writing for other artists and staying so behind the scenes. Although I wouldn't mind have selling some of my records or, you know, some of my creations with others, but I think my music kind of represents a new sound, a new kind of genre, a new energy. So I think it takes a certain kind of person to deliver the songs that I write. And so I found it difficult to place my records. And it wasn't that they weren't good. I would hear people say, you know, I love this record, but who would sing it?
Right.
It kind of became, hey, you know, a lot of push from my family and friends who would sit around and hear me sing and say, you know, you should be doing this yourself. My students with my school, Dream City University, Dream Little Dreamer, they would always encourage me also. And so I think it was just a time where it's like, you know, if you're going to do it now. Do it now. What you waiting for? So I found a producer who I enjoyed working with. We developed the sound, and here we are. Some time later, actually presenting it to the world, which I couldn't be more excited about.
Well, I am super excited, especially just having a little background from you, because I knew you when well, I heard of you with the Dream Little Dreamers, kind of came out and came to the forefront. And I was super excited that it was just somebody in the industry doing something like that with the youth. So that's a huge deal. But knowing that you are like in the forefront now and people have like pushed you to come to the forefront is impressive, because I've talked to a lot of different people in the industry, and they expressed to me how important it is to have a special sound. And that's what people are looking for. People want to hear somebody who doesn't sound like anybody else. So knowing that was like one of your main motivations is like, no, I have wrote these songs and I was trying to be a songwriter. But the fact of the matter is there wasn't anybody that was available to sing it. And that's impressive, you know, because having a different new sound is difficult. And it's what my whole show is about. It's shifting the paradigm. It's such a difficult thing to do. And that is exactly what brought you to be more vocal with your songwriting. So that's impressive and super exciting again. So I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I'm happy for me too.
So let's talk about
inner people.
So let's talk about what drove the different songs on the album. So okay. Let's talk. So I've heard Take Me to the Moon before. Like, I've heard that before you dropped it. I heard a little sample because I got inside
scoop. You got the
inside
scoop.
I know, right? I'm like knowing people who know people who can push me something that ain't came out yet, right? I didn't even know it was going to get placed, though. So that's even super exciting that I even know the word placed and what it means. But the point is, I'm moving and shaking in this industry. But to know that it did get places is dope, because I enjoyed the song when I heard it. And I don't even think I heard the whole thing. And I was like, oh, this is going to be fire. And so tell me about kind of like the inspiration with that, because I know behind you lives a lot of what's the word I want to use? A lot of culture, but more so you're just so in tune with internal space that kind of drives you forward. You're very just, you know, it's spiritual. It's this level of understanding you have with yourself that allows you to kind of just flow naturally in the things that you do. I think that's one of the things that makes you such a great writer. But tell me about what Take Me to the Moon came from.
Well, thank you. It's so sweet to hear all these kind words. And then you ask me a question, I'm like, goo goo gaga, what? That's nice. Okay. well, thank you. Yeah, culture to me is very, very important. I think the beat drives everything. The beat or the emotion, something that's authentic. I love authentic tracks. And if you ask my producer, he'll tell you I probably skipped about 2 years worth of beats before we landed Take Me to the Moon.
Wow.
So Take Me to the Moon was actually my first track that I selected from him. His name is Calvin Mirage. He's produced all my records, because I am pretty selective when it comes to producers. The trick is it has to be authentic. It has to have some sort of a cultural energy to it. And I think Take Me to the Moon, it just feels very authentically hip-hop with the drums.
Right.
And, you know, for me, it feels like, you know, like a break dance. Like, it's when it's dance, you know what I'm saying? It kind of takes you back to a time. And I think when things are authentic, it takes people's spirits back to a time, even if they're not aware of the time and space. If it's real, they're going to feel it on a level. You're going to feel it somewhere.
Right.
And
right.
You can't quite pinpoint sometimes what are you feeling, but it is what it is, you know? You're going to feel it because it's real. The wordplay was interesting with Take Me to the Moon, because it kind of just came out of nowhere. The song, the lyrics, sometimes songs come very easily, and sometimes they take a little bit of work to kind of process how you're going to do it. Take Me to the Moon, I must say, it came through me. As soon as I heard the track, I sang the chorus straight out the way it is.
Wow.
I walked around singing it for that evening and then came back to the studio and recorded it, and I was so excited because I wasn't writing songs like that. I wasn't inspired all the time, you know, and I wasn't just feeling prolific, you know. And that evening, it just hit me. I found the track on my desktop, and I was like, wow. And the whole Take Me to the Moon just kind of came out, and the lyrics just flew out, and I recorded it that night. came up with some verses over time, and it took a while to curate and keep it up to the times, because as an artist, you don't want to just put out one record, you know what I'm saying? And for me, I was still a songwriter at the time, so I felt like this might be good for like Estelle or somebody, you know, somebody who could handle, you know, a record like that.
Right.
And when I started shopping it, they're like, well, who's going to do this record? But writing it, the wordplay is fun. I mean, I had a lot of fun. It just came through me. So I think it was the first record where some people that I respected in the industry were just like, you know, this sounds like a Majesty record.
Wow.
It sounds like an artist record. So it was the first one that made me turn around and listen and be like, you know what? That does sound like,
right.
I don't see who else could really pull this off. It kind of does sound like it would be me. But yeah, that was the first thing. And so Take Me to the Moon is, it can, you can look at it any kind of way you want. You can look at it like a relationship.
Right.
I like to look at it like with my relationship with God. And I think great songs, you should be able to flip that way.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. You can look at it however you want to take it. The lyrics can change, and one day it may feel like it's about this, and the next day it might feel like it's about that. But I think as long as we're having great relationships in general with each other, with ourselves and with God, I think, you know, you can't really go wrong there. I think the song kind of makes you feel like you're in touch with all of it.
Well, I totally agree, and I actually want to take a moment to go ahead and play a bit of Take Me to the Moon, because it is absolutely out of this universe. So you guys listen carefully to Miss Majesty's Take Me to the Moon.
Take me to the moon. Usually I'm afraid to fly, but now that I'm with you, I feel so alive. You make my heart go pitter-patter when you step inside the room. I'm on air and can't stop staring at that oh so amazing you. Get a cigarette till I can't stop, running through me, give it to me like a dancer. Speed it up, speed it up, go laser. Put your fist to the sky, Black Panther. Remember when you said you would save me? Straight jacket if you ever try to play me. Yeah, I've been real fine since the 80s, before the good Lord even made me. Yeah, you and I, we go together like pumpkin pie. I believe in you and you and I. You and me together, yeah, we never gonna die. Right, take me to the moon. Usually I'm afraid to fly, yeah. But now that
that is Take Me to the Moon by Majesty. I love that track. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I truly mean like writing it and performing it and dropping it for us. Because word on the street, I know a little bit about Majesty. See, I got an inside scoop. But I know that you're a little bit of a song hoarder, a little bit of a songwriting hoarder, like to write stuff and, you know, keep it to your one self. So I'm grateful because that track, I mean, it touches me, honestly. It just puts me in a vibe, as one of my friends always says. It's just a vibe. So I definitely enjoy that track. So what I learned about your voice, because I haven't honestly had the pleasure of hearing you sing a lot of songs, but you have just such a rich tone that it just kind of flows easy, you know, and it contains a sense of, what is it, gravitas, yes?
Ooh, okay.
So I do appreciate that in your voice. It's definitely just a rich sound, and I love that about that track. But it is not the only track that is on the album, but it is probably at the top of my list because, you know, I have history with that one. But I have fallen in love with the entire album. So all the way, let's go into what was the thoughts behind it. Like, what was the inspiration? Why all the way?
All the way. So I started performing. I started looking at Take Me to the Moon, like, okay, I'm going to be an artist, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the idea, you're going to be an artist, right? But then you need another track. You can't be an artist with one song.
It's happened. I mean, I've seen it happen.
Many have tried. Many have tried.
Right.
But that's not, I know too much about the industry to know that at least you're going to have two under your belt and more.
Okay.
So I was very patient. I started looking for a record. I needed another record to say, hey, Majesty, you're an artist now, you know? And I knew that in my spirit, and my producer one day just surprised me. It was right around my birthday, and I was going for one of my little exercise, you know, walks or half jogs or whatever I try to do, and and I heard it in my headphones, and I stopped because I just started walking, and I when I heard it, I had to stop because the track itself, it captivates right away.
Right.
And there's a change that happened. I don't want to give too much up about the record, but there's a change that happened in the record, and this is just my first listen to the track, and what happened was it just took me somewhere totally different, and I realized that this was a song that I was responsible for. You know, to bring to life. It wasn't just, oh, I'm going to write this song about anything. This is doing something. This track itself, Calvin Mirage, I love him. He's the only producer that I've been using. He's my producer.
Right, right.
So when I heard it, I was just proud of him. And I knew that if something went wrong with it, it's because I messed it up. So, and we've had many moments like that. So when I heard it, one of the first things that came to me, because the energy of this track was so powerful.
Wow, that's powerful. I think it's important for a songwriter turned artist to make the connection with the writing portion. Like, okay, you heard this track and there was a responsibility you felt necessary as a writer. You know, like, I have to... there's this responsibility that I have to give something important to this track. And I think that's dope. But on top of that, the other layers that you possess is also as an artist, where it's like, no, I have to produce this. Like, I have to vocalize these words specifically in this tone in an effort to deliver the message. And uh-huh. The message is powerful. The message is, you know, it's nothing without anybody. It's nothing to keep to yourself. And it's just exactly what I just mentioned. Like, it's amazing that you've made the decision to say, you know what, I do have a lot of things that I'm kind of hoarding. And I think that it's important for me to kind of give it all away, because if you don't, who will ever know it? You know, you'll become like this artist. There's a writer. Oh my goodness, I can't think of her name right now, but it's just the mindset of her. Like she passed away and she had like a chest full of poems, and she became famous after she died because she was like, she had all these poems that nobody ever knew existed. And then it was like, oh, she had these great poems. And then she never got the confetti of knowing that her poetry was worth millions of dollars. So you and this track All the Way is just very significant to that. So I'm super excited to introduce this track. Let me get mine. So, you guys, you all, take a listen as we present to you here on the Paradigm Shift Convo, Majesty's All the Way track.
I just won $100,000,000, so I can send my son away to college, so I can graduate, not worry about the mileage, so I can finally pay my freaking stylist. I just wanna buy my mom a private house on a private island, so I'ma need 150,000 more thousand, a whip to pull out it, so everybody at the church can see that she's styling, she blessed, she wildin'. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I just need some green for the whole team. Don't be mistaken, I'll be amazing. I just want to take a small vacation. Shine this like the moon wherever I am. See the world in all these different faces. I just want my seed to grow. I just want to give it all away. I just want to give it all away. $100,000,000, so I can buy $150,000 medallion, so I can have a maybe like a stallion, my leather Italian. You see how we wildin'? Oh yeah. I just need $100,000,000. Is that too much to ask from all y'all? I promise if I get it, y'all can meet me at the mall. Meet me at the mall, guarantee we gon' ball. I just need to breathe for the whole team. Penthouse suites everywhere I go. Don't be mistaken, I'll be amazing. Want to take a small vacation. Shine this light tomorrow wherever I go. See the world in all these different faces. I just want my seed to grow. I just want to give it all away. I just want to give it all away. I just want to give it all away.
Volunteering to help people in need is a noble gesture. Volunteering to lay down your life for your country is a sacrifice that could never be repaid. In an effort to keep my fellow veterans connected to society and each other, this is VetNet.
The Fisher House Foundation builds comfort homes where military and veteran families can stay free of charge while a loved one is in the hospital. These homes are located at military and VA medical centers around the world. I actually got the opportunity to check out a Fisher home. It was in Hawaii, and the facilities are absolutely amazing. I just went to go look at it, but I was not visiting anybody. But understand, it had up to 21 suites with private bathrooms and bedrooms. The family shared common kitchen and laundry facilities, and I think a dining and living room. But it was absolutely beautiful, beautiful setup. The Fisher House Foundation also works with the Hero Miles program, which is basically people donating frequent flyer miles to allow family members to be to the bedside of their injured service member. It also works with the Hotel for Heroes program. This uses donated hotel points to allow family members to stay at hotels near medical centers without charge when a Fisher House isn't close by to where your family member may be staying. So understand, this is an absolute amazing, amazing program. Since the inception of the Fisher House Foundation, the program has saved military and veteran families an estimated $450 million in and out-of-pocket costs for lodging and transportation. To get more information on the Fisher House, just visit fisherhouse.org. That's Fisher, like P. Sherman that lives at 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney, and House, like where your mother stays, .org. Fisherhouse.org. Thank you, Fisher House Foundation, for putting veterans and their families first. Veterans, let's stay connected.
So bringing your creativeness as a songwriter to this, explain to us like how important or how like difficult it might be when those things occur. So as you're writing and now that you're an artist, is it conflicting or is it better?
You mean my writing as an artist?
Right.
Myself?
Right.
Oh my gosh. It's sweet freedom. I love it. I don't miss. I'm not gonna say I don't miss. I enjoy working as a songwriter, and I look forward to possibly working with other artists in the future. But I think the way my style is set up, the way my account is set up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I have to be invested in the artist. I have to understand where their heart is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think it's easier for me to write for myself because I know exactly where I'm coming from. And it's an integrity with everything I do, everything I say. So if an artist can come in, I can give an artist a song like All the Way. But then if they end up going to the club and doing, you know, a song that has nothing to do with All the Way, the song loses its credibility. And so I've always been open. I love writing for others, but writing for myself has been so freeing. I mean, I just feel like it's like the wordplay and like the way, like even if you get Ponder Replay with Rihanna, it's like there was wordplay, there was a style to it. And if she didn't have that much swagger, she wouldn't have been able to pull it off either, you know?
Right.
But she was a young person with a lot of swag on her own. And so she was really able to pick up the cadence and the vibe that I was trying to bring across and really bring it across the best way she could. But most artists can't really pull that off. I haven't found a lot. Nowadays, there's a lot more. But when I first came to the game, nah. So I enjoy the freedom of just writing and having fun and doing whatever I want, you know what I'm saying, and being able to put it out whenever I want. So there's great freedom. There's a lot of, you know, freedom is not overrated, believe me.
Right. So when you talk about freedom, because right now we are in a shift where it seems like different genres have like mixed and collided, and you know, it's difficult to say what's pop, what's hip hop, what's, you know, like these genres, they just don't exist like they used to exist. It was super simple to say, this is what you are. But now we've come into a space where pop and R&B have collided and hip hop and rock have collided. And it's just such a loose fitting term. It's just this non-identifying situation. So in knowing that, what type of writer or artist are you?
You know, and that's the question. That's the question. A lot of people ask, you know, what's your genre? And just to spare the conversation, I'll say pop or hip hop, especially with the next track that we have, which is true. I'll claim hip hop in that. But honestly, this is soul transformational spiritual music. There's something deeper happening, and it's not just with my music. I think a lot of people are tapping into this new energy that's moving, and I think it doesn't matter what people call it. You're going to feel it and call it what you want to call it. But at the end of the day, I think people know that there's a shift happening. Artists are changing. The sound is changing, and now with all this independence out here, and people not really doing it for the money. A lot of people just doing it for the culture. We're finally gonna see what this world is made of musically, because we've been put in boxes for way too long, I think we're ready to break out, and I just hope I'm doing my part. I know there are artists like, you know, Janelle Monae, and I always mention her because when I didn't want to do music, I didn't know what to do. I listened to a few of her albums, her early albums, and I just was like, okay. Well, if you're going to do that.
Right.
And be successful and have all this support, then why not? Why can't I do it? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Not saying that she's an easy act to follow, but just saying that it's a different sound. And there was something that was new and something that was she was bringing to the forefront, this big imagination. And I feel like my music and what I represent represents the same kinds of things. It takes a lot of courage to bring forth, especially in a world where people are used to fitting in boxes.
Right. And I kind of like asked you that question, listening to the first two tracks and then knowing what true sounds like. So and again, I just feel like it's a very fluid genre lifestyle that your music portrays, which is awesome because, you know, like you were talking about, like you don't have boundaries, you have freedom, and being able to easily move throughout these so-called boundaries of genres seems very effortless for you because it's not that you're putting yourself in a box. It's just that you have the freedom as a songwriter to write. And I mean, whatever you feel like it is, then so be it. But that's not what you do. So and thinking about the track True just kind of brought me to that realization that True isn't, you know what I mean? It's not like your other two tracks, you know, and even All Away is kind of like, I feel like it's like the middleman between the two tracks.
Right,
it's just kind of like this bind, like, oh, you ready to dance? You ready to move? Great. I got something for that too. So mm-hmm. Tell me about how you came up with the concept of True.
True. First of all, let's talk about that bass line.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Let's just talk about how it starts. My producer and I were sitting together, and he just did that. And I said, that's it. Just bounce it, just like that. Don't do anything else to it. And he didn't understand, but I'm from Jersey, so I was like, just don't worry. He's from Virginia. Portsmouth, Virginia.
Hey, watch out. VA stand up in here now.
VA stand up.
Okay.
Yeah, so I, you know, so I'm like, this is Jersey all day. Let me get on here. And, yeah, it was funny because I had done a record with a group of women from Virginia also called Melanin. And I had just sang on the hook and kind of helped them kind of executive produce their project. And I just saw a bunch of powerful females representing hip-hop so well. It was like, okay, this right here is serious. It's called Melanin. Miss Mika is one of the artists there, Miss Lanius. We had a lot of great artists from there. Moshan. And it just inspired me to get back to my roots of hip hop.
Right.
Because I had kind of strayed away from, you know, songwriting, you know, rap, you know. You could sneak something in there, but to go just in rap, like when I was 7 or 8, 9 years old, you know. They just took me back. They're not from Jersey, but it felt like it. It was like real hip hop. And I just really appreciated it. I really appreciated it. And I think once I heard the beat, I wasn't afraid to jump on it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, I had that inspiration, and I was ready to do something different. And when I heard the beat, and then a lot of times for me, the words will just come out. So, you know, the first line, which is so funny, I don't know if I want to spoil it here, but after I said the first line, it was just like, True. And then the second line was like, it was True. And then the third line was True.
True.
And I was just like, you know what? This is very true.
True.
And just on the four lines, you know, once I had those four lines, it kind of just flowed from there. The hook is very fun and playful, you know, and it reminds me of being on the playground, you know, because back in the day, you know, you beat on the tables at lunchtime. You know what I'm saying? I've been to California and done shows, and I watch kids do it on the playground out there. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Banging on the table, making beats. The fact that still happens is so amazing, but I wanted to bring artists of today back to how it was in the 90s when we used to kind of just, you know, be in high school or whatever and bang on the tables and make beats, and that's something that just continues. It's a cultural, hip-hop cultural thing.
It
that's
is.
What we do. We bang on the tables. Now it's probably more so in lunchrooms, but back in the day, you know, we bang on anything, you know what I'm saying, out in the playground or any on the slide, you know.
Right.
Even the early tapes you see, like Lauryn Hill, you know, outside, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a lot, you know. So it's a very Jersey thing to be on the playground and being able to share your bars.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's what it was. It's a bar-driven record with a lot of truth that ended up speaking to a lot of things that are happening in the world. And not from a victim standpoint, but just from a standpoint of, hey, this is what we're going to do about it. Keep it simple. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? But let's just acknowledge the fact that there are some things going on in the world and in our personal lives that we may want to look at. And it's a very personal song. I think people should take it very personally on how they process it. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because I remember the first line, and for those who hasn't heard it yet, when you do hear it, after the first line, I don't think I went to the gym for like 3 months.
Wow.
I think it hit me so deep.
Powerful.
I was like, oh, wow.
Powerful.
So that's the long answer, but as usual with Majesty, because I'm a communicator, but yeah, it is. It's a powerful record, and it's funny because when my publicist, Independently PR, shout out to them, when my publicist, LaWanda, heard it first, oh my gosh, she said, I've been waiting on a record like this from you.
Wow.
I've been waiting on this. And I didn't know anyone was waiting for me to spit. Like, you know, as a songwriter, you don't spit. I mean, that's against the rules. You can't just put 16 bars at the end of the record. You know, but once again, freedom is not overrated.
Nice. Well, I'm excited to get into it. So without further ado, from Newark to VA, back to the playground we go. You guys, take a listen
yes.
to True by Majesty.
Thank you.
One time for the get down.
One time for the get down.
Yeah. Like I'm on the playground. Everybody in the country, this how we do it on the playground. Let me see, let me see, let me see. We don't have a long, long time, yeah. We don't have a long, long time, yeah.
Just came from the gym, but you still fat.
True.
Put the hour on the verse, but it's still wet.
True.
Your lane is Novocaine, I can't feel that.
True.
Came to bring the pain like I was born black.
True.
I am the spectacular, master of vernacular. If you wish to diminish the skills, you need to back on up, son. I have been commissioned to bring love to everyone. I believe I can fly, and I am the divine, melanated, never plastic. Bendable, elastic, science says I'm magic. Well, love you magic back, and you will be caught up in traffic. Don't you worry about the thing, cause ain't no thing to make it happen. Keep it clapping like the church folks. As we commence to hit the right notes, we ain't coming for the gold, man. We coming for your soul. Tell them play us on the radio.
I feel like I'm on the playground. Everybody in the country, this how we do it on the playground. Let me see, let me see, let me see. We don't have a long, long time, yeah. We don't have a long, long time, yeah.
One time, sell it one time. Brick City to the NYC. R.I.P. to all the little girls who died from drive-bys. Minority eyes shine with dreams just like mine. Just having fun in the summertime. You ain't never heard it, then you hella blind. Hate crimes is on the rise, came to bring it to you guys. Sorry, but the revolution won't be televised. It's time to mention African princes who born fitting descriptions, no longer fit them. We battleship in the system for him and him and him and him and him and him and him. And while I'm talking, y'all don't listen. Just keep it clapping like the church folks. As we commence to hit the right notes. We ain't coming for the gold, man. We coming for your soul. Tell them play us on the radio.
I feel like I'm on the playground. Everybody in the country, this how we do it on the playground. Let me see, let me see, let me see.
If you ready for a revolution,
we don't have a long time, yeah.
Put your hands up for the revolution.
We don't have a long time, yeah.
Yeah, we all like. Yeah, we on like.
we spreading love like. Yeah, we on like. Yeah, we on like. Yeah, we on like.
Yeah, we on like, spreading love like, getting down like, paradigm shift like, ayy. We got Majesty like, ayy.
Hey.
True. So that was True by Majesty. Absolutely dope hip hop, cultural, old school, bring back the soul, the rhythm and blues to hip hop, because don't nobody know what it stands for. Come for it. So yes, I am for it. I love it. Thank you so much for that, Majesty. That's absolutely dope.
Thank you.
I want to say that that track is special to me, because I grew up banging on cafeteria tables, trying to get my true on a long time ago. Trying to get my true on. Yes, that's that soulful Majesty sound that we love to hear. I wanted to just kind of like bring things all to a head about everything that is Majesty, knowing from Take Me to the Moon all the way, True. You touched on a little bit about your background dealing with the Riding Pon the River for Miss Rihanna Fenty. And just from that, I mean, you've just dealt with amazing artists. You've had run-ins with P. Diddy, Victoria Beckham, Milani, Fiona, Kreisha Turner. Like, you've been all around and all around. So you are definitely no stranger to this industry. And I'm just elated that you decided to, like you said, kind of just come out of the shadows and get that confetti thrown on you. And I keep saying that, but it's an inside joke, okay? With me and Miss TED Talk Majesty, you can look up her TED Talk if you'd like. It's absolutely amazing on Explore Your Dreams and Your Passions. So I just think that's just amazing, and I'm so grateful for you for doing that. When it comes to your album, 3, and I want to read this verbatim because it's so important to what the album is accumulation of, what what we like to call in the military is our culminating event, right? It's like you've been learning and learning and learning everything, and then you have this culminating event where, you know, you got to put it all into practice all at once. Like, you got one run. Are you going to do everything I taught you over the last 10 weeks? All right. That's kind of like how it was as a drill sergeant. And I feel like this is what this excerpt that I'm going to read is just that. And it says that 3 is the Roman numeral for 3. And I chose the name to the album for several reasons. 1, it carries the vibrations and communication and self-expression, adventure, inspiration, creativity, humor, optimism, and joy, spontaneism, and enthusiasm. 3 is also symbolizing the principle of increase and growth, expansion and abundance on the mental, emotional, financial, and spiritual levels. 3 is a number of manifesting and manifestation, and carries the vibrations of the ascended masters. The ascended masters help you to focus on the divine spark within yourself and others, and assist it with manifesting your desires. They are helping you to find peace, clarity, and love from within. So that has become, like, I feel everything in which the album, your journey throughout the years that you've dedicated to the industry, like, in a couple of sentences. And I don't know who wrote this. I'm guessing you did, but it's absolutely amazing. And I feel like, knowing what I know about you, it's definitely defining of your character, especially when you talk about emotional and spiritual levels and ascended masters, and just the idea of manifesting and manifestations and all that that looks like from a person. I feel like it is definitely exemplary of you. And I'm just thankful for that. And I am thankful for you and whoever sent me this excerpt, because it is absolutely amazing. Probably IPR. Shout out to Independently PR for her amazing ability of publicism. Super dope.
Yes, Lawanda's awesome.
I want you to let everybody know before we leave. I want everybody to know exactly where they can download the album, where they can get more information on Majesty, all things that is Majesty. Probably LA Law Independently PR information to get in touch with Miss Majesty. I need you to break down to the audience all things that is Majesty so we can keep in contact.
Okay, well, Majesty is spelled MJ, okay? A lot of great MJs out here. So MJESTIE, and that's on Instagram at Majesty. So that's MJESTIE, also Majesty.com. Yeah, check me out on YouTube. I have my own label called the SOB Airwaves Collective, and we'll talk more about that. Maybe you'll invite me back to the show to talk more about that. And how my listeners can get their own flight numbers and things like that.
Nice.
We're getting on board with this new consciousness wave. It's a wave.
Nice. Yes.
But yeah, Majesty.com, on Instagram at Majesty, or you can get first in line on YouTube with the SOB Airwave Collective. Make sure you subscribe. And yeah, like, you know, reach out to Independently PR with Wanda, always holding me down. So yeah, I'm just excited. That's me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Majesty, for your album, for your teachings, for everything that you're doing with the youth and constantly just bringing your vibe and air forward. I'm so grateful. You have absolutely shifted the paradigm. So I want to give you the all shift salute here on the Paradigm Shift Convo. Thank you so much. You guys, make sure you tune in to Majesty's new album, The Roman Numeral 3. You can find it on Majesty, that's MJESTIE.com, on all platforms. That's right. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo.
Back in the day, wooden soapboxes were used as platforms for orators to speak to the masses. And now, these speakers are known as slammers, spoken word artists, poets, exposing divisive culture and their souls 3 minutes at a time. And this segment is my modern day wooden platform. So listen carefully as a new artist takes the stage and I bring you today's 90 Second Soapbox.
I met Prayer. She was a passionate persona of pain and power, packed into a powerhouse of beauty. She became my muse from the words that she used, "It could never happen to me," became her journey to prove how gun violence against her child, her beautiful baby boy, had robbed him of his dreams, his goals, his hardships, and his joy. I saw the pain in her eyes of how she missed holding her son, and forever in her heart, he'd always be 21. And even hearing the words, "I love you, Mom," that he speak, she raised him to be strong because there was no being weak. She preached, her soul told through a story of teardrops about her testimony of hugging and saying goodbye, almost as if he was standing there. She leaves him alive. But I felt his presence, which is no longer here. And she's willing to share her story to anyone who will lend an ear. And it felt strange because somehow this threatened session became a heartfelt lesson that changed my aura that day. And my heart was saddened deeply because of how his life was taken away. It was a senseless act, another young brother with a gun who chose ignorance over confidence, then took the life of her son. She began her message of how she held him tighter than tight. There was something in her spirit, she said, that just didn't feel right. She said, "Just make sure that you come back home. I already miss you, so boy, don't you be gone long." And so he loaded the bus to head out of state. She could never have imagined that death would be his fate. "There will never be another day that I can kiss him or hug him and hold him or teach him or reach him by phone to let him know that I need him. I will never get to watch him walk down the aisle or meet his first wife or meet my grandchild. The years that we shared were also worthwhile. No parent should ever have to bury her own child. Sorry can't fix everything when your everything's taken away still. You're forced to be a mother, so you learn to bow and pray. She said his eyes and his smile is forever encrypted into my veins, so I have to keep on strutting to avoid this hurt and pain. And how does a mother look when one loses a child? Is she supposed to hurt for a while and then conceal it with a smile? She said I did right by my son because I was his best friend, and he will always be my oxygen from beginning to end. I inhale his spirit with every ounce of my being, and believing in his dreams is how I'll keep achieving and succeeding. Nothing nor no one can replace the love of my son, but I promise to preach my testimony for learning to each and every one. So I'll strut through my emotions for my son, because he lives within my spirit and on my journey, and of myself, I'll always give.
So this concludes another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo. We are here every single Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For everything Simply Tea and to get previews to upcoming shows, visit simplyteepoetry.com. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. This is your girl, Simply T, Double E Poetry. Y'all know what to do. Get at me. Let go.